From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 5th through Sunday, June the 7th. I'm Philip Grant. Chris Bragg reported at the Capitol Confidential that Democrat Sean Francis of Wilton, Saratoga County, will challenge Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon in 2016. Francis is a union official and former AAA minor league umpire. He already has a Sean Francis for State Senate website and has formed a campaign committed to raise money for the run. The 35-year-old said he's actively campaigning in Columbia, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Washington counties, but will formally kick off his campaign next week. Marchione, the former Saratoga County clerk, won the seat in 2012 by defeating State Senator Roy McDonald in a Republican primary following McDonald's vote in support of marriage equality. Francis said, and I quote, "I'm very distressed that our current state senator took a vote Roy McDonald made for equality, a vote widely respected across New York, and used it for a political opportunity," end quote. Marchione spokesperson Josh Fitzpatrick responded, saying the senator was working diligently at, and I quote, "delivering real tax relief, making New York more affordable and our economy more competitive, securing record funding for schools and providing a better quality of life for everyone," end quote. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Jail Task Force last week gave its first public update since its formation in April 2014 on the prospect of building a new county jail. Following a full year of monthly meetings, the task force has decided to hire an agency to perform a needs assessment, reported Greene County legislator William Lawrence of Cairo. The legislature's decision to construct a new facility is contingent upon the review of a number of factors. Lawrence said the assessment should be completed by the end of August, when the county will bring in an architect to design the building based on the assessment results. County officials are still interested in obtaining from the state a 50-acre parcel located next to the Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie for the new facility. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register-Star, the town of Ghent has scheduled a public hearing for later this month on whether to enact a moratorium on commercial development. The proposed local law under consideration would impose a six-month ban on business, commercial, and industrial development. During that six-month period, a special committee appointed by the town board would review the zoning code. Town Supervisor Mike Benvenuto said the special committee would be created regardless of whether the moratorium was enacted or not. The planned construction of the new 295,000-square-foot facility for the regional food distributor Ginsberg Foods would be exempt from the moratorium, Benvenuto said. The public hearing will be held at 6:45 p.m. on June the 18th at the Kent Town Hall. The Daily Freeman reported that four bison were shot and killed by their owner after the bison got loose on the New York State Thruway on Saturday, June the 6th, according to state police. The police said the owner was a farmer. Initial report said up to seven bison escaped, but after checking the area, police determined there were four. No accidents or injuries to property or people resulted from the incident. Finally, Siobhan Barton reported in the Register-Star that veteran Greenport Town Justice Robert Benzel announced on Thursday, June the 4th, he will resign after 25 years on the bench. Benzel announced at a recent town meeting, and I quote, "My family finally convinced me it's time to downsize, so I'm selling my home and I'm going to move south, to Livingston," end quote. Before his tenure as town justice, Brenzel worked for 33 years as a senior detective at the State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation Unit in Claverick. Because Brenzel is retiring during the first year of a four-year term, a special election to fill the vacancy will be held in November. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 40%. Monday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 68. The chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. On Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 63. and on Thursday. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:30 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 11 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for Monday, June the 8th, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.